Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey everyone,
Sophia
and Zoe. We are in Newark Airport, trapped for the rest of our lives.
Chips.com, the podcast, not the website.
This is going to be a mini-sode due to technical difficulties. We feel the most haggard we've ever felt, maybe in our lives. But we've got a special treat for you.
Mama Zuma's Revenge.
Those are the chips that we're reviewing today.
So truly, we actually are in the departures area of Newark Airport.
And honestly, we only got one bag of chips because we're not thinking straight, and also it's either going to win or lose. It's kind of like a special one-off.
Boingo Hotspot has failed us. We're here without Wi-Fi.
We used our complimentary 20 minutes and are not able to get back on the Boingo system by any means necessary, and we will not be paying for that.
And honestly, to any of our listeners in Newark,
Come through.
I just wanted to preface by saying that I just got back from a trip to Mexico City, and Montezuma's Revenge is a real thing. It's explosive diarrhea. So I just wanted to say that that's the thing that this chip is referencing, these Mama Zuma's chips. It's called Mama Zuma's Revenge. So Montezuma, who's actually like an Aztec...
Are we editing this at all?
Okay, yeah. No, we're going to, because I just said that, sorry. So Montezuma has been replaced by this like smoking hot like
Wonder Woman
pin-up looking. Wonder Woman, which honestly, is that the right thing to do? I don't know.
It's a weird thing to associate flaming hot diarrhea with a hot woman.
Yeah.
And it also just looks like instead of bullets she's equipped with peppers, but at the
exactly.
same time they also look like acorns.
Right.
So I'm just putting that out there. Italy, that's gonna be us. Heading to Italy next.
The only sort of redeeming factor that these chips have is that they are wheat and gluten-free. So
the only redeeming factor.
They might be hard on the guts, but at least if you're celiac, you can still try these out.
You can get that gluten-free diarrhea.
Okay, Sophia, I'm going to read you the back of this bag. Route 11, Mama Zuma's Revenge. Get too close to Mama Zuma and you will get burned. This woman is determined to scorch everyone in her path. Mama Zuma's weapons are the hottest jalapeno and habanero peppers this side of the Rio Grande. Since she lost the love of her life in a bizarre and tragic potato peeler accident, Mama Zuma has been hell-bent on burning every mouth she kisses with her special brand of passion. Warning, these chips are made with some of the hottest peppers on the planet.
I just want to say also, totally lost my train of thought. And, just don't listen to me. Boingo Hotspot.
Boingo Hotspot. Okay, should we open these up?
Absolutely. I also just want to say that we have no caller today, as we are stranded yet again. Yet again, is a series of strands in this relationship.
But what I was thinking is there's a service call telephone that we could just call. It's a free telephone downstairs. We could pick it up and just see who picks up on the other end.
Can we? Are we able to record the voice on the other side?
No.
Okay. So anyway, so no caller is the final call.
We could just ask someone random in the airport. I mean, if we were like really good, that's what we would do.
Yeah, it is. You're gonna have to front end that if you. Wanna stop recording for a while?
I'm pretty sure that violinist is playing the Christmas song that goes, nee, 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 Carol of the Bells.
This
no.
is a special announcement. For security reasons, please keep your luggage and all packages with you at all times until they are checked. Unintended baggage will be removed immediately for inspection and may be damaged or destroyed. For security reasons, do not accept packages or bags that do not belong to you.
The song seems appropriate given the state of affairs. Tragic Christmas is what it feels like. I just want to give you a physical description of where we're at and where we've been for the past couple of days.
Which is
New York
Terminal
City.
Terminal C. Terminal 2. Terminal 3. Terminal C. United.
And if you thought I said New York City, you're mistaken. I said Newark City. And Zoe's been here with me in New York City, actually, for the past 3 days. She spent, what would you say?
I spent probably out of my 72-hour long weekend, I think I've probably spent a cumulative 24 hours at Newark Airport at this point.
We've really built something with Newark.
I honestly don't know how I could leave this place now because it truly feels like a second home to me. When I'm going home for the holidays, stuff like that, I probably think of Newark Airport and all the fine people that work here and really taken care of me over the last few days.
Do you know what I call that?
What?
Stockholm Syndrome. So we have these chips, and I'm not sure where we left off in our last voice memo, but just in case.
I have to say also, my computer has totally just flipped over the edge. It's just jumped chip, won't turn on, so can't make an episode this week.
But we are so dedicated that we are using any means necessary, and that includes using the voice memo app, shout out, on my Apple iPhone.
So we started off feeling pretty raucous when we got here, and our energy levels have just swiftly depleted after finding out that our flight has been delayed not once, not two, but three times.
And it's not looking good for the future. I'm thinking there's like a 50% chance that it's going to get canceled.
I'm thinking there's a 92% chance we are going to be stuck in Newark overnight. Stuck? Did I say stuck? I meant
having a vacation. And you know what you mean by stuck is that
extended holiday,
and when you set your intention for something that you really want, the universe tends to provide, and that's what I feel like we're getting from this Newark experience.
True. So we may not be able to have a caller today, but if we work up the energy to go ask a strange random person at Newark Airport, then maybe we'll get a question to set up this episode. But since a Boingo hotspot has forsaken us and will not let us access the internet,
there's no way that we can call anyone internationally, nor do
nationally.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know how much of internet freaks we are. And we have none. So shout out to Boingo hotspot in a mean way.
Honestly, when I got to Newark, I thought Boingo hotspot was the best thing to ever have existed. At this point, I'm not so sure.
If there's any listeners out there who have dabbled with Boingo hotspots, I want to know your hot take, as there's been periods where we've been able to get multiple sessions of 20 minutes free at a time, and today, when we just need it so much, we've only been able to get one. I've gotten to the point where I'm playing the free casino games at the iPad restaurants, and I'm entering my name over and over again in the raffles for the Starbucks gift card. I know I'm not going to win. But there's nothing else I can do.
But that's what Newark does to you. It gives you sort of a false sense of hope that you're going to leave. But then they make you stay longer and longer.
So in a way, I think it's a good spot to jump in here and open these chips.
Honestly, I think that might be a pilot. Do you think that would be totally off color to go talk to him?
Likely yes, but I like
might,
that style.
Might get accosted by security.
Zoe, if you want to give it a go, I would support you 1,000%.
Okay.
No, don't touch it.
You don't have to touch it.
It's been approximately 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes since our last recording. We did get a bit of Boingo hotspot. It's actually being used right now, so I'm a little bit afraid that it's going to be gone once this is done, but it's for the cause.
It's for the greater good.
It's for the JCBC cause.
Okay, so should we get these puppies open?
Please.
Okay.
Please do the honors.
I'm going to open the Mama Zuma's Revenge.
If it wasn't caught in the last recording, honestly, we have no recollection. Mama Zuma is a diarrhea.
First impression, does not actually smell strong at all.
It smells like barbecue chips. The outcome of the show will just be it wins or it doesn't.
Okay, chip cheers.
Chip cheers. Oh, it really went straight to the nose. Ow. Oh my god.
Oh, those are hot. Wow.
The mistake we did make is...
Holy...
This is really hot. The mistake we made is not getting anything to chase this.
But this was a sort of a destiny we put on ourselves.
Self-inflicted Newark wound. I don't know why you're aiming me another
one. Oh my
god,
they're so hot.
This is gonna kill me. This is sending me over the edge.
A weird coincidence was that,
what?
A weird coincidence that I noticed was that in the same place we bought these chips, there was a bismuth bottle beside the cash.
What's bismuth?
Pepto-Bismol. For upset stomach and acid reflux, and now I understand why they sold them at the same cash.
The only thing that will help us at this point,
I'm like,
is a $4 soda, which is the only other thing we can buy at this terminal. Oh my god.
I just got into like Mama Zuma's revenge hole.
Montezuma.
Where when I coughed, it kept coughing up the flavor dust of the jalapenos, which made me then cough more, which then coughed up more. It was almost like the cinnamon challenge.
In my opinion, the warning is not big enough. In my opinion, that warning sign is not big enough.
Ow, ow, ow.
Dude. It's just incredibly hard on the system. The system being my body.
Okay, so we recently saw Alien Covenant.
I would say that was an amazing film, if you haven't seen it.
How do you think these chips relate to that movie?
The chips are almost like the alien in that they're the superior life source, but one that really packs a punch and wants to kill humans.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And also it's sort of a dust that kills.
Right, like the spores.
The spores of the alien.
Right.
Also, we saw Michael Shannon while we were in New York, not just on the street, as one is wont to do in New York, but...
And it was incredible, let me tell you.
At an event.
If you haven't... I mean, we were not part of the event. We watched the event. if you don't know Michael Shannon's work, yeah, let me just give you a tip and a favor. Get familiar. Get familiar. He's one to beat. He's one for the ages.
Oh my god, that steward just bought chips. We need to have him on our show.
All right, we need to take this offline.
I'm boring.
It's impossible. Oh, okay.
So we are still in
New York airport, still stranded. Sophia and Zoe are still here, but we are joined by
Robert.
Say yes. Hello.
Hello, I'm Robert. Before you two ask me a question, can I ask you a question? Are you on the canceled Toronto flight, or were you on the canceled Toronto flight?
I don't
Hope
know,
not.
But
no, I think we're delayed only.
Okay, because I saw a canceled Toronto flight on there.
Could be so.
Honestly, that
was like a departure monitor right across the way.
God. Should I go check it right now?
No. We're gonna ask this question. This okay. This absolutely takes priority. Obviously, being in an airport.
So potato chips in an airport takes priority over whether or not your flight's been canceled.
We're honestly, very dedicated to our
that's
jobs.
Our mantra.
I see. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So Robert, we wanted to ask you if you could give us a question to set up our Newark episode, and ask us a question about potato chips.
Question about potato chips. When was the first potato chip ever sold?
Ooh. Okay. Historical.
That's a historical one, and honestly, there's a lot of meat in there, I think.
I think so, too. And we're going to roll with that?
Yeah.
And answer that.
And maybe we could ask you one more question about your job, which is, has anything notable related to potato chips ever happened to you on a flight, as a flight attendant?
Wow. The only thing notable is that, and I know this is really bland, but maybe it goes with the potato chip. We've never had any flavored potato chips.
Wow.
They've always been plain, and I've actually had customers ask, you know, do you have barbecue or something like that? But no, they're always plain.
That's really interesting and very diplomatic or something.
Yeah.
Even the ones for sale, at least on my airline, have always been plain. I've never seen like any jalapeno cheddar or, you know, cheese.
Just
exciting. Yeah, they've all been plain.
And I know that because you just pulled a bag of dill pickle chips out of your bag, I know you're not a plain chips kind of man.
No.
Robert, thank you so much for your question.
You're quite welcome, and I hope you are not on the canceled Toronto flight.
We worked up the courage to talk to someone else to bring into our show.
We figured without a phone call this week, I mean...
Our show's nothing.
What kind of place is better to find a person than an airport? I mean, it's a bad place to find a person, but if you need just any old person... Not anyone. Never mind.
No, please keep going.
An airport is honestly a great... Especially when you're delayed, it's honestly a great place to meet new friends, to fall in love, and also to record a podcast.
Right. We just got a question from a flight attendant, which you were very excited to answer.
What was the first potato chip ever sold, was it? Or eaten.
Given our haggard state, we also can't remember much.
So we're going to remix that one and just go with what was the first potato chip ever sold. I think it was eaten. we asked this question not 35 seconds ago, and we already cannot remember it. So if that gives you any indication of
where we're at
mentally, our mental faculties.
That is the Boingo hotspot lifestyle, is what I'll say about that.
Yeah.
So to answer that question, Zoe, what do you think is the answer to that question?
I think the answer to that question is...
Let me break this down for you.
Thanks.
Let me break this down.
Thank you. Oh, God. I was about to start crying. Oh, my
don't,
God.
Don't. We can
Honestly,
do this.
Honestly, are we ever going to get out of Newark?
I don't think
are
so.
We?
Update. Our flight is not canceled.
Thank God.
So, not yet, anyway. Yeah. I don't have high hopes that it's actually leaving this airport, to be honest with you. But if we do get a, you know, hotel airport for the evening, I'd be fine.
I'd be fine with that, too.
So, to answer your question... Let's take the... And I think I just got some Mount Zuma or whatever these chips are called in my eyeball, and it really feels bad. So I might cry for separate reasons.
Okay. So to answer that, well, you were going to give me some context or something.
I was going to give you some context. So I'm going to say that probably the first potato chip, if we're talking about selling value, is when the first store was created.
Right. I was going to say the first state fair. Fried food, you know?
Right. Okay.
Although that probably didn't exist when the first potato chip existed.
I'm going to give you an alternate history. I'm going to say that the first potato chip was eaten and sold when the first Boingo hotspot was created and sold.
Okay. I'm going to do a drunk history here because I'm essentially drunk on Boingo hotspot right now.
And please
I'm going to make a little guesstimate and I'm going to say that maybe the first potato chip was both sold and eaten at...
Boingo's Hotspot Restaurant and Grill?
Yeah. I'm going to say 20th century... Nope, just kidding. I'm going to say 17th century England, honestly. Because what was a potato, you know, different from a chip?
And are you saying 17th century Boingo England? Like in the Isle of Boingo?
Yes, exactly.
That's my thought.
I'd say in the Boingo Isles many, many, many a year ago, back when the United...
United hashtag, is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say when United hadn't sprouted wings and taken off yet.
I'm not following, but honestly my attention span is only 5 seconds maximum.
So I think... you know, I think we've essentially already answered Robert's question right now, which is that the first potato chip was sold and eaten probably not at the same time. Probably it was created before it was sold, and probably it was sold some 6 to 8 months later after a prototype.
Keep going. If you don't keep your thought alive, it will
okay.
die.
I'm so easily distracted and so sleep deprived.
Okay, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Riddle me this. Tell me what the Isle of Boingo looks like.
The Isle of Boingo is full of springs. It's actually where the spring was invented in Boingo, England.
Yeah. Well, actually by Edith Boingo.
And Edith, she was progressive.
Springy.
But here's the thing. When she passed, suddenly and sadly...
And do you want to know why?
How? Please tell.
Spring. I won't say more than that. It was a spring.
Just look it up. And when her family took over the business, that's when they created the first hotspot in 17th century England. And then they immediately sold those rights immediately to Newark International.
Absolutely. The owner and boss of Newark International Airport, Frank Newark...
Owner and boss. I'm the boss of the airport around here.
Everybody, gather around.
Gather around. I'm the boss around these parts. I'm the Boingo boss.
Honestly, we saw this happen earlier today. When Frank Newark walks through these airport hallways, I mean, people bow down to him.
That's true.
It's
true.
Honestly,
and he's somehow still alive since 17th century Boingo.
And this is a little special history tidbit that I don't know if this is really kosher for like the History Network to talk about, but rumors have it.
Rumors have it, you've heard it here first,
that actually Edith Boingo and Frank Newark had a bit of a titillating affair in you know, around the 1800s.
And 17th that is century.
Exactly.
Keep it big.
And that is why the 17th century would be the 1600s. So just flash forward 200 years. Both of them have aged incredibly well. Maybe has to do with Mama Zuma's Revenge chips, which keep them honestly firing on the inside and out. But
Boing-alicious.
They boinged. Let me just put it that way. There's a little rumor that they boinged, and that is why you think, what is the connection between Newark, New Jersey, and the Isle of Boingo, England? In the English Channel.
And let's just say we've spelt it out for you.
We've spelt it out for you, and we will know more, except for to say that probably the two of them, you've heard it here first.
Boingoed.
Boingoed.
Now I'm going to bring this back to the final element of our episode, which is, do these chips win or not? As we don't have a second bag, I will repeat that from the top. We have no second bag to compare them to, other than to say they are nuked or they are kept.
Yeah. This is a really tough one.
Love the inventiveness and the novelty of this bag.
I also like that they're playing with a very disgusting concept, which is insatiable diarrhea.
With a hot woman on the front. The combination's boingo.
And also just that, you know, people normally don't eat something that explicitly advertises that you will have uncontrollable diarrhea.
Yeah, so this is maybe like
innovative.
Yeah, if you suffer from traveler's constipation, yeah, sold at the airport, it's maybe something more
medical.
No, I was gonna say more demure than buying something that's like flat out constipation pill.
Right.
It's like I'm buying a snack.
You're out here on a business meeting. You got your boss around. Frank Newark's roaming around. Mm-hmm. You
want to impress him.
You maybe don't want to let on. You maybe want to stay casual. Don't want to let on that you have traveler's constipation. It's a private issue. Some people aren't okay talking about it. You can very easily go to the duty-free shop and get Mama Zuma's Revenge. And
we absolutely did not buy these from the duty-free shop, but you can try.
Okay. And that's one thing that's really good about them. That they're almost a medical device.
I do believe we bought them from a clam-themed restaurant in the airport, in Newark International Airport. Shout out to Boingo, shout out to Newark.
Okay.
So, in summary, I'm going to say these chips win.
In summary, I'm going to say the same thing. If it's no or go on these, I'm a go.
It's a go. And that's where we'll end our podcast, signing out.
Except we may check in to let you know if we don't make it home tonight.
We certainly will. The episode will be much longer if we don't get on the flight. So look out for it. Thank you and good night.
Goodbye.
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
Not my boinko. Not my boinko.
This episode was recorded... No.
Oh my god, wait, I got Boingo again.
Oh my god. Just do the credits. Oh my god. I'm glad I recorded that. The pure joy. There's tears running down your face.
I'm so tired, but I have Wi-Fi again.
This episode was recorded. No, sorry. This episode was recorded by my iPhone.
This Boingo Hotspot was on Boingo Hotspot. Boing, boing.
We are your hosts and producers,
Zoe Robertson,
Sophia Lepage. Our special guest today was
Boingo Hotspot and Robert, the flight attendant. And also, our theme song is still and always will be. Oh, that's weird. Our theme song is by Fez Keelan.
Oh, also, we're assuming audio production. Okay, bye.
I'm so tired, but I have Wi-Fi again.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.